Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Before I officially started up my business, I used to work as like a general handyman, and on a very casual basis too. I was fresh out of the county and determined to turn myself around, but I barely had 2 cents to my name, so I just started hustling with whatever I could get my hands on. And about 6 months after, I had my own van, my own tools, and I had everything except a contractor's license. But that sure as hell didn't stop me from building my business and growing my revenue. About a year later, I was basically working on retainer for a landlord who operated multiple different properties across the city. Some were in nice areas, some were in not-so-nice areas, and I wasn't actually on retainer, we just joked that he gave me so much work that I might as well have been. Anyway, one day he asked me if I could fit some veneers on some old cabinets, so I tell him sure. Get the address of the place that he wants me to visit, then headed over the very next morning to get it done. The tenant of the apartment I was working on had been asked to vacate while the work was going on, so I was free to do my thing, which for the most part consisted of applying a super strong adhesive to the cabinets before carefully fitting the veneers.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
I was about halfway through the job when I heard the key turning in the lock of the apartment's door. I waited until the tenant was within earshot, then called out an apology for the smell of the glue, which by that stage was still real strong and thick in the air. A second or so later, a woman of maybe 35 to 40 appeared in the doorway, and she looked at me with these big, wild eyes before asking me, "Where is it?" I was still halfway up a ladder at the time, so I'm halfway turned around on it when I ask her back, "Where's what?" Instead of answering me, she got really angry all of a sudden, stomped her way to the center of the room and told me, word for word, "Tell me, or I'll kick you off that effing ladder." I start feeling incredibly vulnerable after that, so I start climbing down real fast in the hopes that she was only bluffing. Or if she does kick the ladder, then I'll have less of a fall and less chance to really hurt myself. I expected some kind of confrontation when I got to the ground, so I can feel my adrenaline start kicking in as I stepped off that bottom rung and turned to face her. But by the time I did, she was gone. Gone in the sense that she was no longer in front of me, and gone in the sense that whoever I'd just been talking to was gone too. She dropped to her knees, grabbed the open tube of adhesive that I'd been using, and started to sniff up these deep huffs of the fumes into her nose. I must have asked her something like, "What the hell, lady?" and then reached down to take her by the shoulder to try to pull her away from it. But the second I touched her, she turned and there was a totally different person looking back at me. The lady that walked into her apartment had been rude and confrontational, but the lady staring back at me now looked like she could have ripped out my liver, eaten it raw, and then asked for seconds. She screamed, "Get your effing hands off of me," shoved me, then went right back to huffing the tube of industrial strength adhesive that I had sitting at the bottom of the ladder. And I'm serious when I say it was like a transformation. Her eyes were different, still angry, but full of something else too. She was like a mountain lion if a person got too close to her cubs, completely rabid, and even though she was small enough for me to toss, I got to admit that in that moment, I was goddamn terrified. She kept on huffing and puffing on that tube of glue, until all that rage just seemed to wash away from her. Then when she was done, and with the tube of glue still in her hand, she got up, walked over to her couch, and just plopped herself down and lay there looking all blissed out, like she didn't even know where she was. I remember telling her that I was going to get my stuff and put it in the van and get the hell out of there, and that she'd have to deal with her landlord if she wanted the rest of the cabinet veneers fitted. She just groaned at me and waved her arm as if to say, "Just go away already." And so I did. With her lying there like a zombie, I packed up my stuff and got the hell out of there before she decided that she wanted to help herself to the rest of my gear. I left her with that tube of adhesive too. That stuff can be expensive, but there was no way that I was about to risk getting my face ripped off by trying to pull it out of her hand. So, I pack up my gear, trying to carry as much as possible out to the van, just in case the glue-sniffing tenant decided to steal something. I managed to get everything except my ladder under my arms, then on the way out, I started hearing this kid crying. There's no telling how long they'd been wailing, but I guess I just filtered it out into background noise while I was trying to keep from getting shredded by that crazy glue sniffer lady. But then when I step outside, I see where the crying was coming from. There was a car right there on the curb with both the driver's side and rear passenger door open. In the back, there was a kid still strapped into the car seat, and it was screaming out, "Mommy, Mommy," over and over again. There were grocery bags sat in the pathway to the apartment, too, like the woman had gotten home, saw the van, and rushed inside after abandoning both her grocery bags and her kid. Maybe she just forgot that I was stopping by that day and rushed inside to check it out before bringing her kid and groceries inside. I'm not sure. But either way, she walked in, the smell of the adhesives hit her, and then that's all that she had in her mind. And that was the scariest thing of all. Way scarier than the prospect of getting my face chewed off by this crazy lady. This woman was such a degenerate drug addict that one little whiff of industrial strength adhesive and she was gone. Hell, she might have been Mother of the Year before she walked into that room, and then just boom, she was just right back to the bottom of the barrel, getting high all over again. I don't honestly know what her situation was, and I shouldn't speculate. I just hope her kid ended up okay, because with a mother like that, life sure is gonna be an uphill struggle.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I used to work at a small elevator manufacturing company in data management back in 2021. And since this was my first job, I wanted to get as much experience as I could. But after working for a year and a half, I realized not everything is what it seems to be. They had a client with mall chains that had placed orders for almost 20 elevators by now in that company. But there was something that was going on in the company that he had no idea about. I happened to find out about it by mistake and was keeping quiet about it since I didn't want any problems with my work. That day, I got to the office a bit early and decided to take a walk around the building when I overheard the manager, who was in charge of that client's order, talking to an inspector and offering him some bribe to lie to the client about the authenticity of the materials installed in the elevators. I couldn't believe what I just heard. This meant he was messing with the company's fund right under the CEO's nose. It's been almost 2 months since I found out. And since I knew he had enough authority to fire me before he could get fired himself, I tried to stay ignorant of what I heard that day, hoping for his lies to get exposed by some other means. And luckily, the client gave the annual maintenance contract for one of the lifts to a different company, which shed light on the usage of counterfeits. And it was not just only small parts, but the drive and machine as well. Our company started to receive angry phone calls the moment he found out the truth, and judging by the horrid expression on the manager's face, he was screwed. I was low-key enjoying this turn of events, since I was not the only one who knew of this now. It was like my prayers were listened to, and his corruption was finally revealed to the others. Anyway, so after many threatening calls received by employees on the manager's behalf, a one-on-one meeting was scheduled between the client and him. It was finally the day of the client's visit, and I was looking forward to the kick in the teeth he was going to receive for his wrongdoings. And judging by the surrounding, I wasn't the only one who was secretly enjoying his affliction. It seemed like other employees were also looking forward to his fall. Well, looking back at his nasty personality and the insults he had thrown at others, it was only right to do so. But there must be others who were involved in his scheme as well, since such a large-scale fraud right under everyone's nose was not something he could do alone. And there was that inspector as well, whom he was offering a bribe. We all saw the tall man with amber eyes getting escorted in by security, along with what looked like three bodyguards of his own. Well, it was something to be expected from someone who owned malls, so none of us were surprised by that. But since only he was permitted to enter the meeting room, the men he brought stood outside the room. The sweat drops on the manager's forehead were visible even from a distance as I saw him entering to meet the client. But he was trying his best to act nonchalantly. We wanted to hear what they were going to talk, so we moved a bit closer to the meeting room. And figuring from what broken words we were able to hear, the man was angrily demanding he inspects each elevator our company had installed and replace the knockoffs to the branded ones as per agreement he signed with the company. For those of you who don't know, the company that installs the elevator holds the key until the official handover, and there were only two or three elevators that had been completely handed over to this client. And I was sure about the first two elevators that were installed mustn't have been tampered with, since a different manager was in charge of them. After the client was pleased with the smooth performance of those elevators, he signed a contract for the rest of his malls. The project was given to this greedy hyena of a manager who decided to embezzle with the company's funds to fill his pocket, thinking no one would ever find out since customers have less to no knowledge of the materials used inside the elevator. So, the manager continued to deny doing what the man was claiming, while saying that there was nothing wrong with those elevators, that the agreed materials were used in the installation. But when the man continued insisting on the inspection, he tried to change strategy by saying he would send an inspector through the company. Judging by the voice of the client that was slowly getting louder, he was losing his patience when he said he would bring his inspector, and all he needed were the keys to his elevator. We didn't need to stay close to the meeting room to hear what was going on, since it seemed like the conversation had turned into a heated argument where the manager was desperately denying to give the keys and continued saying that only the company's inspector was allowed to check on the lifts. He finally lost it. And now we were listening to the sound of punches being thrown. Since no one dared to step in, and there was no one in a higher position than the manager present at the moment, We let the fight continue. After about another 15 minutes or so, the man exited the room, looking like an angry Hulk. There was blood on his knuckles, and he strode off to the exit while his bodyguards followed him. We immediately rushed into the meeting room to see the condition of the manager, and he seemed pretty beat up as his face looked unrecognizable and was unconscious. Not only that, but he was bleeding through his head. It looked as if he was a victim of an assault. Well, judging by the vast difference between the two's height and build, it was predictable that he would get smashed by the other party. Anyway, he was immediately taken to the hospital, and this issue had already reached the CEO's ears, who was in a completely different state for a meeting with a possible investor. We were informed that he would be coming back the very next day to resolve this issue by himself. While, on the other hand, the corrupt manager had gone into a vegetative state due to the seriousness of his head injury. Not that I cared, but the doctor...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I just couldn't tell when he would wake. And if he did, there was a huge chance he would have an issue in speaking. Another meeting was held between the client and the CEO, and this one was rather calm than the previous fiasco. The CEO agreed to the inspection as per the man's condition, while apologizing and saying he had no idea that an employee was playing with the company's trust, and offered to replace the part with the one that was mentioned in the contract. The manager's company was sent a letter of his release from duty, along with the warning that the company was not pressing any charges for the fund embezzlement due to his condition, and they can think of the money he stole as compensation. Every single employee was investigated after that, and it turned out there were more people involved than I thought in this, and every single one of them was fired and sued for stealing from the company. I worked for another 6 months before moving to a better opportunity the moment I got it, and I hope I don't get entangled in something like that ever again. But as I am moving forward in life, I am getting to know there are all kinds of selfish people in this world, and you gotta watch out for them.
I believe it was the summer before I started high school. My mom's cleaning company was short a maid or two. She figured it made more sense to make me work for my money rather than just hand over a bit every time I asked. Maybe she thought it would teach me the value of a dollar. Not sure. Whatever her motivations, I was hired to cover the phones. This was a test to see if I could handle the workload. I must have passed because I was moved over to cleaning once the school year began. 5 days a week after school and all day Saturdays, I followed her and the other girls around town cleaning people's homes and offices. This routine continued for 4 years of high school and college. At the end of it all, I had a business degree and a 50% piece in the company. Another 10 years would pass, and as Mom would step further away from the day-to-day running of the operations, I would take on more responsibility. Until one day when she handed me her keys and wished me good luck. The business became mine, and with it, all its headaches and heartaches. I never completely stopped going out on jobs. The work kept me fit and in good standing with my clients. If I told you I enjoyed the actual job, I'd definitely be lying. However, by the time I left high school, I'd become almost disconnected from it. After 20 years of cleaning toilets and kitchens, I figured I'd seen it all and nothing could ever get to me. That was until the call for the Pearson job. The man who called sounded like a kind and amiable old man, if not a bit spacey. It took a moment or two for him to get to his point, and it sounded like a run-of-the-mill house cleaning gig. What I saw when I arrived sticks with me to this day. I was met at the door by the old gentleman and led to a bedroom. The acrid scent coming from the room punched me in the gut and caused me to retch. While fighting the urge, I balked at the horrifying image before me. It appeared as if a tub full of blood had been splattered all about the room. The bed was by far the worst, soaked in an almost purple-tinted goo. One wall appeared to have a vast spray of blood and gray matter coating it. The horror of it overtook me and I ran across the hall into a bathroom and barfed up my lunch. It took a few minutes to compose myself. I stormed from the bathroom and confronted the man about what I had just seen. He hung his head for a moment, at first mumbling an apology, then looking up toward me, quietly allowing a tear to fall from the corner of his eye.
"I'm sorry, young lady. I know it's an awful sight. I should have warned you. But I was afraid you'd turn around and leave. My grandson..."
He took a long, ragged breath and began again.
"My grandson took his life this morning. He did it in that room. I can't even bear to go in there. I know it must be shocking, a shocking sight to see, but I didn't know who else to call. My insurance won't pay for it, and the other company I called, the one the police gave me the card for, they wanted far more than I could afford. I knew my wife had used your company many years ago, and I liked it. I guess I hoped you could help me."
I wasn't sure what to say. I felt horrible for this poor man, but this type of work was way beyond my ability, not to mention my comfort level. Crime scene cleanup companies made more because they had to deal with bloodborne diseases and pathogens and had the proper chemicals to dispose of bodily fluids properly. We continued to stare at one another, unsure of what to say. His eyes were now filled with tears. It was obvious what I had to do. I asked the gentleman for the cleaner's card. I spoke to them a moment and hung up. Before I could get the words out, I began to get choked up myself. I cleared my throat and began once more.
"It's all taken care of, sir. Your family's been a good client in the past, and it's the least I could do."
At that moment, I didn't actually remember the family, but it seemed an easy way to explain what I was doing. Although right that second, I wasn't sure why I was doing it.
"You don't have to worry about it. Consider it a thank you for the loyalty to our company."
The old man's eyes lit up when I said this. His face was now one big, wet mess.
"I don't know how to thank you, young lady. I didn't think there were kind people like yourself around anymore."
He lunged upon me and wrapped me in a massive arms. I did the same, and we stood there for the next minute, locked in our mournful embrace. In an instant, we released one another, and I bid him goodbye.
After high school many years ago, I was in a bad place. My guardian had kicked me out after graduation. She didn't help me find a place to stay, so I lived in my car for a couple of months. I met some heavy metal dudes at work one day. I'd seen them around town, and all my other friends knew who they were. Everyone loved them. We became friends over a couple months, and they offered for me to move in with him. I agreed. Looking back now, I wish I had just stayed in my car. My two main roommates were brothers named Andrew and Seth. They were in a band. They also believed in the occult and anything of that sort. I never really believed in that stuff, but I'm not one to tell someone what they should believe. They had let me live with them rent-free for several months, so who was I to complain? Being the only female in a house full of young men, I was always looking over my shoulder. You never know who you can trust, and turns out, I was right to worry. Over time, their friends started to stay with us for longer periods of time, sometimes weeks. Their friends were another group of brothers that they had gone to school with. There were 5 brothers in total, but only 2 stayed with us consistently. The younger brother, Mark, was very polite. He cleaned up after himself and always helped with the household chores. The other brother, Adam, had a laundry list of mental problems. He had apparently done some bad drugs back in the day, and he had developed into what seemed like psychosis of the religious sort. He had done time in prison for assaulting a woman with the Bible. He would often look you in the eye and tell you he could see how you would die. Once, he told me that I was possessed by a demon and I needed my soul cleansed. Everyone in the house knew he had these problems, but he was their friend. They helped him through the hard times and gave him a place to stay. Otherwise, he would be on the streets. I was always on guard around him after the things he told me. No one else seemed to be as concerned as I was. They should have been. One day I was sleeping, and my phone rang. I was my boss. He asked if I could come and work an hour early. It was only 12 p.m. I was broke and had nothing better to do. So I said yes. I got up and began getting ready to leave. I walked out into the living room to see Mark and Andrew sitting on the couch while Adam sat on the floor by the TV. He was watching scripture videos on YouTube, some real end-of-day stuff. That was fairly common. So I went about my business. I said goodbye and left for work. My shift at work was almost complete when the phone rang. My boss answered, handed the phone to me, and said, "It's for you." I was just a cashier, so I assumed it was a friend that couldn't reach me on my phone. I answered the phone and heard a man's voice that I didn't recognize. "Hi, this is Detective Williams. Something happened at your apartment today, and we need you to come into the station to talk to you about it." I left work immediately. I had assumed one of the brothers had been arrested for drug dealing or something. I was very wrong. I got to the station and was buzzed in. An officer escorted me to a small, cold room with a camera. He gave me a bottle of water and left me by myself for about 30 minutes. My mind was racing about what could have happened. He came back and informed me that Adam had stabbed and killed Andrew at around 1 p.m. I was shocked. I had just left the house an hour before it happened, and everything seemed fine. I asked if there had been a fight. The detective informed me that there hadn't been a fight, and it seemed to have happened out of nowhere. I gave my statement to the police and left with nowhere to go, still in shock and confused and in my mind. Our apartment was a crime scene, so I went to another friend's house to watch the news report since the police wouldn't give me any information in the case. Over the next couple of days, the information began to be released. Adam hadn't just stabbed Andrew once, not twice, but he had stabbed him over and over and nearly decapitated him. After the murder, he ran down the road, still holding the murder weapon. He called 911 and informed them what he had done. I watched the news report in horror. We had known he was unstable, but this had fully confessed to the brutal murder and provided police with his notebooks. He had apparently planned to murder all of his brothers, my roommates, and me. He thought we were possessed by demons, and this was the only way to free us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Luckily, none of his other intended victims were there that day. Mark, unfortunately, witnessed the murder. But he was lucky I escaped. If I hadn't gotten that call from my boss, I wouldn't be alive today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games
all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No